Call failed. That's not starting out well.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yes.
So there was no show last week.
None at all?
No.
Aw.
Because you couldn't make it and I didn't feel like I could carry 12 minutes on my own. So I figured, screw it. Instead of a bad show, there'd be no show. It's the first time. I think this is the second show that we've missed in however long we've been doing this.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
341 weeks.
Wow.
Or whatever it was.
We should be syndicated now, right?
When's
that syndication money?
No such thing in podcasting, my friend. Too many
fudge.
Podcasts.
Fudge.
So, did you have a good Halloween?
Yeah, it was alright.
Did you at least get to dress up where you were?
No.
No?
No.
They could have at least done that for you.
No. It's all right.
We had an interesting Halloween here.
You did?
Wife took the kid out trick-or-treating, and I stayed behind to hand out candy.
Yeah?
And fortunately, we live in a neighborhood with a lot of kids, and it very much feels like Halloween when I was a kid, where it's just roving groups of children going door to door asking for candy.
Okay.
So about halfway through the night, I'm sitting in the driveway because why make the kids come up to the door? I can just sit out there and hand out candy.
Right.
And I hear over at my neighbor's house a little kid come running out screaming for his grandmother. And I look and there's this little kid dressed as Chucky holding a fake knife, screaming for his grandmother.
Okay.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And the grandmother's like, what's the matter? And he goes, I'd forget what his sister's name is. Let's say Sally. Sally just peed her pants. And I hear the neighbor going, it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's okay. Stop crying. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Apparently, she had peed so much she had left a puddle.
At the neighbor's house?
At the neighbor's front door.
Well, that was nice. You know, she got some cans and she opened something.
So the grandmother goes running up saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And the neighbor's like, don't worry about it. It's Halloween. It's fine. She didn't mean it. It's fine. Just, she doesn't, like, she's upset. I'm trying
right,
to calm her down.
Don't make it any worse than it is.
Don't make
right.
it. Don't make it any worse than it is. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Grandmother just was on, and the neighbor was finally like, "All right, if you need anything, just let me know." And I heard her shut the door, and I was like, "Okay." So there's a little
is the puddle still there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
There's a little piece of land, I guess, if you want to call it, that sits between our two houses. It's not a planter, but there's a bunch of trees in a row, and then this little plot of grass that sits in front of it.
Okay.
That's, I don't know if it's technically mine or if it's technically the neighbor's, but this woman then sat her kid down on that grass to take her pants and panties off. And I was like, neighborhood full of kids, what the hell are you doing? Really, I wanted to be like, what are you doing on my piece of property? But I was like, no, the kid's upset. It's fine.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure that she either finished peeing there or there's definitely pee from her in that spot. So when
that'll keep like the wolves away, won't it? It's been marked.
When it dies, I can be like, "Oh, this is because the kid peed here." So that was my Halloween. I got a little entertainment while I handed out candy to all the little kids.
Wow.
And some of the bigger kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they could be doing worse things than shaking it out for candy. So.
They could, and that's why I'm more than happy to hand out candy to them.
Just one piece?
No. Well, see,
there's
okay.
There's one Tootsie Roll for you.
So.
What are you supposed to be, young man?
It's really hard to judge how many kids are going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts out with a couple of pieces a kid, and then when the big groups come, you start handing out one a piece because
you
want it to last. I don't want to be that douchebag that's like, sorry, all out of candy. So I'll be the douchebag that's like, one for you, one for you, one for you.
Right.
And then towards the end of the night, you start handing out handfuls because you don't want this big container
of sitting around the house.
No, you don't want this big container left over. Yeah.
Right.
And the kid brought home so much fucking candy, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So by the end, I was just handing out handfuls, and I still have a bowl full of fucking candy from that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you buy the crappy stuff to give out so you don't eat it yourself?
No.
No?
No, I'm not quite the house of full-size candy bars.
Yeah?
But it's not Dum Dums and Now and Laters.
Okay. Necco wafers?
Yeah, Necco wafers. She did get those, so that house is out there.
All right.
And those little, you know those little strawberry candies that are wrapped to look like strawberries?
Yeah.
Somebody was handing out those, too. I was like, come on.
That they stole from some convention they were at.
Probably, yeah. It's like, that's shitty.
Well, it's better than floss.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, Halloween over my side of the world isn't that popular anymore.
Well, you also have gigantic theme parks that have Halloween parties.
Yeah, but they cost $100 a head. Why do you want to pay $100 for $12 worth of moldy candy?
Well, that's true. But, like, in your neighborhood, you don't have people coming door to door?
Nope. The first year I was here, I had maybe a dozen kids.
Really?
And that included the ones that were bussed in.
They were bussed in?
They came from somewhere else in a car.
Oh. Yeah, well, that happens.
But, yeah, so there weren't that many. And then last year I was out of town, and then this year I had to work, so... Yeah, the house wasn't egged, so I assume nobody really came by.
You didn't leave a bowl of candy out?
It says take one.
It says take one?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Completely empty. Of course not. You gotta work for the candy, Chris. You can't just walk up and help yourself.
Oh, so you're that house. Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like making the homeless guy tell you a joke before you give him a quarter. Like, come on!
Dance, monkey! Dance?
Dance. Hey! What?
Okay, well. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, since we're a pop culture movie-type podcast...
Uh-huh.
I guess we need to talk about what's going on in Hollywood these days.
Oh, do we have to?
Since we last talked... Hollywood has gone completely apeshit with accusations and firings and people being dropped by agents and all kinds of weird shit over something that has been widely accepted for a very long time in Hollywood.
Well, not even in Hollywood. I mean, in everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, if your boss grabs your ass, you don't say anything because you might get fired.
Right.
You know, he can say, nice rack, nice sweater me, nice, you know, that kind of stuff. It's appropriate, isn't it? I mean, this goes way back. This goes back, you know, I'd say probably George Washington was, you know, trying to grab the wenches.
Okay.
Nice mob cap, Martha. Makes me horny.
So this all goes back to Harvey Weinstein.
Uh-huh.
Being accused of apparently jerking off into a potted plant in front of a woman.
Among other things.
And this past week, Kevin Spacey was... There was a story told by one of the guys that are now on Star Trek Discovery, mm-hmm. that when he was 14, he went to a party and Kevin Spacey hit on him. To which Kevin Spacey said, "Sorry, it was 30 years ago. I was drunk, and oh, by the way, I'm gay," which mm-hmm. has caused a lot of flack in itself.
Yep.
A lot of gay people are being like, "No, don't justify your pedophilia actions by saying you're gay."
Right.
Because that's even more wrong. And apparently it has come out that he likes to go up to straight guys on the set of his productions
mm-hmm.
and force himself on people because those people will not say anything.
Yep.
And this is a town that coined the phrase casting couch.
Yes.
Like, one of the things that baffles me is now, so all these fingers are now being thrown in all different directions.
Mm-hmm.
You got people now saying, oh, Brett Ratner's been raping people, and who was the other one? Bryan Singer is now being looked at for allegations of hitting on younger men or whatever, and it's like, this is nothing new.
See, the Bryan Singer thing is old news.
Right, exactly. Nobody said anything when this came out a couple of years ago. Because I think even we talked about it.
Yes.
So I don't quite understand, and my big thing is, you now have major Hollywood heavyweights.
Mm-hmm.
Who have come out and said, oh, we knew about Harvey Weinstein. So aren't you just as guilty of not stopping women from being humiliated or raped or having this old gross guy forced upon them by not doing anything about it?
It's a different time, Chris.
But
it was kinder, gentler, easier to grab a handful.
But it's not coming out now and saying, oh, I knew about it, doesn't make you any better because you knew about what was going on.
Now, okay. So let's make this real, okay?
Okay. All right.
Do you remember somebody who you thought was being harassed by an individual, so you brought it to somebody's attention? Is this crystal clear?
No.
You don't remember this?
No.
It's not crystal clear?
Oh, okay.
And what was the response from the victim when you did that on her behalf?
You're going to have to tell me because I barely remember this.
Well, didn't she all of a sudden clam up and didn't want to complain and...
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, I didn't
know
that.
So, sure, you can think you're being the hero and speak up, but a part of it falls back on these individuals who didn't say anything, and I'm not blaming the victim.
Right.
But I'm just saying that you can only...
Well, no, I'm not blaming the guy on the set of House of Cards that had Kevin Spacey jam his hands down his pants... because the dude thought he was going to lose his job. But what I'm saying is Hollywood stars
right.
who knew what was going on, the Brad Pitts of the world who were like, oh, I knew, or Ben Affleck, or any of these other people who continued to work for him and continued to let it happen.
Chris?
Yeah?
Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna. And when it was brought to the public's attention... nothing was done. So, Nelly is a fucking pedophile and is still making records. And nothing is being done.
Okay, true. But what is so different now then? Why is it such a big deal now?
I don't know that it's a big deal. I think that they're finding that it's easier to actually have a voice or an anonymous voice via all the social media we have.
Okay.
That back in the day, you couldn't, sneak on your iPhone and record a conversation. You couldn't tweet out a vague piece of, information about somebody to start a conversation. Now you can.
Right.
But again, it's until there is some sort of legitimate penalty for doing this, it's not going to stop.
Well, you don't think the penalty now is like all these people losing their projects and...
No, because as soon as somebody thinks they can make money off of them, they're going to hire them again.
You think the Kevin Spacey comeback is just a few short years away?
I don't know if it's a few short years, because the way he handled it was like a douche, but... But the rest, all they have to say is, oh my God, I have a problem. I have a problem. I need help.
Right.
And there you go.
So the first Roman, day...
Okay. Just think back to like the 70s. Roman Polanski.
Yeah, I know.
Big movie director, banished from Hollywood, allegedly raped a 14-year-old girl after giving her drugs.
Right.
That was it. Oh, you have to leave the U.S. Oh, okay.
True.
Dustin Hoffman was accused of harassing a 17-year-old girl, and he apologized and said he was sorry if he put her in an uncomfortable position. That's it?
Was that recently?
No, it was 85.
Oh, okay.
Jeremy Piven. Well, Jeremy Piven's a douche.
Yeah. It just seems like it's a big deal right now, and I just feel like all these people that are coming out being high and mighty of like, I knew, you're no better.
No, they are not. They are not any better. But we live in a society where a religion like Scientology can exist and harass people and hold them hostage, and nothing happens.
That's true.
That's
true.
And who's to say that Howard Hughes or, Rupert Murdoch, oh, wait, never mind, were guilty of the same things. But, they are. We live in a fucking shitty world.
Yeah.
And it's not going to change.
Do you think anything's going to come of these accusations? Where do you think like any of these people are going to like do any kind of like prison time or anything going to come out of this?
Look at Bill Cosby.
True.
And again, the whole thing is like, do you cancel all the Cosby Show reruns because he did this? I mean, he still did a lot of good.
Right.
When he wasn't showing his pudding pop. But it's hard because we're such a celebrity. I mean, look at fucking Kim Kardashian. She's a whore with a sex tape. That's her career.
Yes.
Her mother leaked a fucking sex tape.
Yep.
And this is somebody whose family should have multiple shows on television? Really?
Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, that's why it's surprising how big this got.
But did it?
Well, it just seems like there's a lot of in the news now of like, oh, now this person's going to they're going to look at this person, and I don't know. It just seems like they've somehow it's opened the floodgates.
It's fucking Dirty Hillary. That's what it is. It's Stop. Dirty, dirty Hillary. No?
It's not.
Okay.
It's because of the emails.
That's what it was. The email server.
All this. So I, the first day that the Kevin Spacey thing came out, like I like House of Cards. Like I've seen all those episodes.
Sure.
I've seen other stuff that he's in that I like. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, he says he was drunk 30 years ago. Maybe he doesn't remember hitting on a 13 or a 14 year old kid. Maybe it was all a mistake, whatever. And then I argued this at work with somebody. I said, yeah, it's a terrible thing to hit on a 14 year old, but like maybe he didn't know. Maybe he was that drunk. Doesn't excuse it.
I was going to say, but maybe he was a mature 14 year old.
Well, no, but like, so I argued this point, and then I went home and I started reading about Kevin Spacey and all the accusations and all the shitty things he had done. And I walked in the next day and I said, I owe you guys an apology. I started reading about Kevin Spacey, and yes, he is an absolute douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize. It's just, it's, I don't know. It's a very fucked up situation. To feel like you can't say anything, and I completely forgot all about that thing that happened
back then.
Way back then, God, what was that, like 15 years ago?
Yeah, more.
Oh fuck,
gotta be more. Yeah, but I mean, this isn't new.
No,
I mean Maureen O'Hara, okay, actress who was in movies with she was in the Tarzan movies. She was in The Quiet Man with John Wayne. She was in Miracle on 34th Street. She was interviewed after there was like this rumor campaign started by the studio. And they were saying that, you know, she had no sex appeal. She was a cold bitch, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, you know, I'm really upset about this. I'm ready to quit Hollywood. It's like, I'm just a helpless victim of this whispering campaign because I don't let the producer and director kiss me every morning or let them paw me. You know, they spread word around town that I'm a cold piece of marble statuary. Jeez. It's like, so you give up your career by speaking out.
Right.
So why speak out? And then who's going to believe you? Because when you come forward, you know, the, what is it, 78 women who accused Bill Cosby?
Right.
And immediately they start attacking all of those women. But, and this is the weird thing, one person comes out against Kevin Spacey, and he's fired from his show.
Yeah.
Why is that?
True.
Explain it to me, Chris. Explain it.
See, I think what happened in that instance is that Netflix went to the production company and the production company went to the crew, and maybe the crew said, yes, that's absolutely true, and they were like, yeah, we can't have him. And he was an executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
So how fucked up is that?
And they're talking about the series going on without him.
Yeah,
so that's good. I mean, he was the artistic director of the Old Vic in London. And they've set up a hotline.
Oh, really?
Where you can call ahead, you know, if you've been harassed by this guy over the years, you can call and leave a complaint.
Holy shit. Wow. It's fucked up.
Yep.
Oh, well.
A scary world, Chris. Look what we've become. How can you not understand that this is the end of days? Prayers do nothing.
Well, obviously. I mean, do you want to even talk about the shooting or not?
Well, you just brought it up, didn't you?
Well, I mean, I'll drop it because, you know.
I don't know. I don't want to go too dark this week. Since we didn't have one last week, but Jesus Christ, people. Do you really need an AR-15? Fuck you. All right?
I find it very interesting how Fox News and those kinds of news outlets handle this as opposed to the thing that happened in New York last week.
Well, Chris, this isn't a time to talk about gun control.
Exactly.
This is more important. This happened at church. These were good God-fearing people.
Oh, it was a white guy with a gun? Don't worry about that. It's not about gun laws.
He was mentally ill.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, he wasn't a terrorist. Oh, God forbid. The guy who drove the pickup full of manure into, where was that, Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
He wasn't a terrorist. He was confused. He needed help. He wasn't sick. Like, really, you bunch of assholes? until some idiot hands a loaded AR-17 to the kids of every senator and Republican, every fucking politician, and says, "Here you go, kids, Merry Christmas." And it actually affects some of these assholes.
That's true.
And I don't mean the neighbor beating the shit out of Rand Paul. Nothing's going to change because they're all making money off of it, and they don't give a shit about you or me.
Well, yeah,
and
that's
really all it is.
I mean, when somebody sneaks in an AR-15 into the Senate floor and starts opening fire during a debate, then all of a sudden you'll see gun control.
Nope, because somebody will still make money off of it. I'm serious. I'm totally serious.
Well, it's fucked up, nonetheless.
Yes, it is.
It's a sad, sad world.
Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Where to get a hold of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just surprised that Trump didn't say anything stupid yet.
No, but did you see him dump the whole box of fish food in the koi pond?
So, apparently, he was told to do that. I'm not defending Trump, but...
Told by who?
Apparently, that's what the other guy did, too.
No, he didn't.
I'm pretty sure he did.
The Japanese guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was edited to look like Trump fucked it up. Again, I'm not defending Trump, but I don't want to be spreading shit to where people are like, "Oh, they're just saying it because it's Trump." That's all I'm saying. Anyway. How about some funny news? You want some funny news? Where'd you go?
Wait.
Oh.
I'm on Snopes. I'm fact checking. I want to make sure we give the right facts.
Okay.
Oh, you were correct. The Japanese Prime Minister had dumped his whole box in.
Mm-hmm.
But it was. Wow. Okay. The fake news. Here you go. Fake news.
I don't want to be lumped in like I don't like Trump. At all, but I don't want to be one of those shows that are just like spouting shit because it's anti-Trump. He buries himself with enough stupid shit. Like asking Japan to build cars in America? Well, they already do.
Yeah, right. They already do, dumbass.
Like, at least know your facts. Anyway, there was a story this past week about the late, great Carrie Fisher.
It was.
That she had talked George Lucas into giving her a copy of the Star Wars Holiday Special on disc or VHS or whatever the hell it was when she asked him for it.
Uh-huh.
He begrudgingly said yes, and what she would do is when she threw a party and she wanted everybody to go home, she would throw
it
in.
She put it on? Oh.
So people would leave.
Okay.
And I thought, what a brilliant tactic of like, how do I get these fucking people out of my house? I know. Right. I'll show them the worst thing ever.
Yeah, that's funny.
Here, you want to see the biggest mistake of my career? So see, happy news.
Well, that's good. Now, have you also noticed that Gary Fisher, Carrie's dog, has been making the con circuit?
No. Are you serious?
Yeah, I forget which con it was, but Gary Fisher was offering photo ops.
And who's doing this, Todd?
Well, you know.
Todd needs to make money.
Oh, somewhere. It started with where's SV Comic Con?
Where's what?
What's SV Comic Con? SV's oh Silicon Valley Comic Con.
Oh, okay.
Back in April. So apparently the dog moved in with Carrie's assistant.
Lord didn't want her? Lord didn't want him?
Well. Okay, I don't understand what this is saying. It says, Gary was Fisher's most trusted sidekick. The actress adopted him from her daughter, Billy Lord, as a service pet to help Fisher handle her bipolar disorder.
Okay.
So I guess it was originally Billy's dog?
Okay.
Oh, and in a December interview last year, Billy Lord said, I live for Gary, he was mine first, and she actually stole him from me because she fell in love with him.
Oh.
So apparently these photo ops are to continue his care.
What? Like,
but didn't she and Grandma have money?
You would think.
Yeah?
Billy Lord's making money.
She is.
It just sounds like an excuse to try to...
Well, that too.
Try to extort money from people. This was Carrie's dog.
You know, all the... And they get like four cages with random bulldogs in them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Oh. Poor Gary.
It's $40 for a photo with Gary Fisher.
Jesus Christ.
That's almost as much as Don Wells.
How do you think Don Wells feels about that?
He's probably pissed that the dog sold out before her.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. See, there you go. This screwed up world we live in.
You think they give the dog a cameo in episode 9? They dress him up as something?
He becomes like Warwick. He gets a cameo in every movie now.
That's right.
Like, oh, it'll shut him up.
So there was kind of big news for Star Wars and Marvel and a couple other the Disney-owned properties today.
There was?
Yes. There's talks of Disney buying out 21st Century Fox. Or at least parts of 21st Century Fox.
Yeah.
Which would bring most of the Marvel characters back. Would bring the original Star Wars cut available again. And make Disney kind of complete in its ownership of both Marvel and Star Wars properties.
Right.
I think that's kind of interesting. I think...
But do you not think it would become a monopoly?
It's already a monopoly.
Well...
I mean, it's a rights issue at that point. I mean, if 20th Century Fox is going to sell the rights back to the original company, nobody can stop that.
Well, that's true.
I mean, to bring... They already own...
Fox is worth more to Disney than to Wall Street.
Hello?
But does that get us... What else does that get us?
It gets X-Men. Are they... Deadpool. Which would be huge for Disney. Although, I don't
really?
Know... I don't know if Disney...
Can you see Deadpool at the Magic Kingdom?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how Disney would use that, but I mean... It's a cash cow.
Sure.
At this point. So Disney would just be raking that shit in. Who else was in that? It was... I can't find where I saw it now. But apparently there's an entire list of things that would be coming back to Disney that would be huge for them. I mean, that was always the thing that was keeping back the original cut, apparently.
Oh, really?
Of Star Wars was 20th Century Fox holding the distribution rights to that movie.
Oh, excuse me, Chris.
Yes.
But as of an hour ago,
uh-huh.
The Disney Fox deal is dead.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, well, fuck me.
According to Bloomberg.
What does Bloomberg know?
I don't know.
Fuck Bloomberg. I just don't see Disney letting that go if that became a talking point.
Well, maybe this is just kind of a...
put some,
you know, yeah, cool it off for a little bit.
Oh. Disney's got the money. Come on.
Well, yeah, we had $4 billion for George Lucas.
And $4 billion for Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't know what they paid for Pixar, but geez. But I mean, they must have already making their money back on Star Wars.
Oh, they have to.
Even though they'll say no movie has ever made money.
Right.
$1 billion at the box office is hard to dispute on a $150 million budget. Even if they spent that in advertising, that's only $300 million against a $1 billion box office. Come on. There was some weird thing in the news this week. I don't know if you saw it, where they were talking about a reboot of Back to the Future.
I did not see that.
I didn't see it either. Somebody said it was all over Twitter, and it was Tom Holland was supposed to be Marty. Michael J. Fox would be coming back in some capacity.
Mm.
And the director of Thor Ragnarok was the guy that'd be directing it.
Right.
And I haven't seen anything based on any of that to say, oh yeah, this is a true story. But apparently it was like wildfire.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure you didn't get to see Thor this past weekend.
I did not. No.
Did you ever see the other two?
Yes.
Okay. It was a very good movie.
That's what I've heard.
I enjoyed it quite a bit. It's very humorous.
Mm-hmm.
Way more comedy than I don't want to say any of the other Marvel movies, because I think the original Guardians of the Galaxy was funny on its own and mixed humor with the action. This could have been just a straight up comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's played for laughs. There's some serious shit going on, but for the most part, it's about making you laugh. You know, Jeff Goldblum is being Jeff Goldblum.
Right.
Chris Hemsworth is really good at comedy, like more than mm-hmm. what you would actually think he is.
Right.
There's a bunch of cameos in it that I don't want to spoil in case anybody hasn't seen it, but like
right.
will make you blow your mind how they got some of these people. It's really well done.
Cool.
And I'm hoping that that's a sign of things to come with Infinity War, but we'll see. I can't see Black Panther being a funny film, so...
No?
No. No, I think Black Panther's going to be serious as shit. Somebody remixed the Black Panther trailer and Coming to America.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Well, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm sure it was.
But,
however.
But they mixed it in really well.
Yeah.
So, because the guy who plays T'Challa from the back could be mistaken for Eddie Murphy. Like,
mm-hmm.
So, doing all the flips and stuff, and then, like, they do a quick cut of the back of T'Challa and then Eddie Murphy turning around as Prince, whatever his name was. I can't think of his name.
Yes.
So it was really well done and put together. I think it was like Black Panther Coming to America or Black Panther in America or something, some weird thing like that.
Okay.
So one of the things that we haven't talked about recently, is The Walking Dead.
Yes.
I'm kind of interested to hear your thoughts about the first three episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going all the way back to number one?
Well, we don't have to go blow by blow, but
okay.
just a generalization of how you think it's been so far this season.
It's been kind of slow, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're building to something. I think that they are trying to get to a point, but this seemed like a really bad road movie where they just randomly, and hey, we're at another outpost and we're gonna kill everybody, and hey, now we're over here and we're walking through the dead bodies, and it was really kind of odd.
Right.
And the fact that Morgan freaks out and goes after Jesus. What the hell was that?
Well, it's two different ideologies.
Yeah, but he was going to kill him.
I mean, Morgan is of the mind of, like, you don't save these people. They have fucked us over. They've taken all our stuff.
They are shitty people. They have hurt us before. They will hurt us again.
They do not deserve
to live. We can only trust ourselves. Yeah, sure, I agree with that.
I mean, if anything shows that, it's the dude in the closet with him and what's her nuts? Where she wants to kill him, and Jesus is like, no. And
right.
Then it turns out that he's an actual savior, and he's going to kill Jesus, and it's like...
Right.
You should have just... You went there to kill people.
Right.
You didn't go there to take hostages or prisoners. You went there to wipe them out and take their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they did to you. And then all
that's
of a sudden...
the world we now live in.
Yes,
so,
and all of a sudden, you're like, we can't. They surrendered. Well, if anything, Daryl has shown us, at least in the last episode, is that nobody deserves to live from that group.
Right.
Because even when you have Rick's assurances that you will be left alive,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean you're going home alive.
Right. And really, what, now you're going to start your own prison? Where you're going to put these people?
Yeah, like, I don't
know.
I completely agreed with Morgan, like, what are you going to do with these people?
Yeah.
Like, there's nowhere to put them. Like, you got to feed them. Like, you got to do all this other shit. Like, what do you do with them? So I completely understand where he's coming from. And if I was in that situation, I would have killed them all.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they deserve. But... you know, it's, I've felt that, like, this season hasn't been a whole lot. It's been a lot of action, but not a lot of substance.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, on one hand, I'm glad that we didn't get six episodes of preparing to go to war.
Sure.
And talking it out and training and is this the right thing to do and all the moral dilemmas that come with that. That they were like, fuck it, we're just going to start the season. We're going to already have the plan. We're going to execute the plan. And the first four or five episodes is going to be carrying out, apparently on a single day, all the shit that's happening.
Right.
So I do appreciate that. But like in the first episode... if you get up to the Savior's compound and Negan comes walking out the door and you have a clear shot,
why didn't you take it?
You fucking take it.
Yes.
You put one in his head and you say to the others, you got a choice. You can either end up like Negan or you can actually pull your shit together and act like normal people.
Right.
Simon would have been shot. You know, a couple of the others probably might not have. I don't really know what you do with Eugene at this point.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just thought it was very weird where they're like, he's demanding, like, Rick is demanding things down behind the cars, and it's like, just shoot them. Shoot every single one of them as they come out that door. That's why you're there. I don't really get the idea of the Polaroids that he's been taking.
Yeah, because that's not kind of like what the Saviors had done and they found in that first outpost.
Yes, exactly. They take a picture of Glenn after Glenn gets his head bashed in.
Yeah.
So there's, I don't know if he's just like sending them back being like, we can be like you or what, but like, it's a really weird thing to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely love the fact where they bring back the dude from season one.
Yeah, Morales.
They bring back Morales, and there's a line in there for people who, if you don't remember the first season, because it was such a long time ago, and you don't remember who this guy is, Rick turns around and says, your name's Morales. You were in Atlanta. And he was like, yes. And then, after all that shit, he just gets an arrow in the chest and he's dead.
Right.
And I was like, so, okay. I guess that's what we're going to do. There just seems to be a lot of weird choices so far this season.
Well, and Rick is losing his morality.
Well,
every step he takes closer to defeating Negan, he's losing himself.
Well, there's a theory that the shot in the premiere where he is next to the stained glass window that's hanging in the trees, and his eyes are all red and it looks like he was crying, and he says the thing from the Quran about what the fuck does he say? He says something about his wrath being tempered by his mercy or something.
Right.
Most people are thinking that is out of time. That is something that happens in a future episode that has to do with the end game with Negan.
Hmm.
That we're going to see that come back. So it could be interesting if, because they were jumping around all kinds in that first episode.
Oh yeah.
Whether the flash forward thing where it's old man Rick was the actual future or just a daydream.
Right.
But they jump back and forth a whole lot. So it'd be interesting to see how this all shakes out later on. But I mean, for as much action as there is not a whole lot of substance.
No, there hasn't. Now, did you see the thing online about the stuffed rabbit?
No.
So there's a stuffed rabbit in the crib with Gracie, the girl he finds after apparently killing her father very brutally, who's trying to protect her.
Yep.
That rabbit is also in that flash forward, but people are saying that the girl who looks like Judith, based on how much Rick has aged, can't be Judith.
So it's Gracie?
So they're saying it's Gracie. But then, at the end of the episode, you didn't see the stupid money.
Oh, when he takes her out?
When he takes her out and when he hands her off to Alex, Russ Marquand?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would think that would somehow figure into that scene if it were to mean something.
Right. Okay. Huh.
So, yeah, I mean, I think, aren't we going to get a winter break soon? Is there a mid-season?
There's a mid-season around episode 6 or 7.
So we're almost halfway there.
Yes, I think so.
Which will be right around Christmas.
It goes off, I want to say it goes off, well, let me see what they have here. Season 8. So, the 10th of December, episode 8-8, is the last one for the year, and then doesn't come back until February.
Mm.
But there's an interesting... So, on the episode list on Internet Movie Database, there is... screenshots of the next two episodes, and episode five is entitled The Big Scary You, and it's a close look at Negan and the lives of the saviors during the conflict through a familiar set of eyes, and the picture in the shot is Abraham.
Oh, okay. Did they rebuild him?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's what's his name? Eugene thinking about the past or something.
Oh, could be.
So, yeah, I'm kind of interested to see where it's going to go. It was nice to see. So Jesus in the comic books is like this badass fighter, which he has not been portrayed as in the show at all.
Right.
So it was nice to at least see that little confrontation where you see, oh, he can hold his own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't worry about this. Like, he's not going anywhere.
Well, we're three episodes in, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I just hope that the next four episodes or three or four episodes we're going to get are not the same. Well, you know, that it's, oh, look, and now we're over here fighting. And
what it looks like from the episode guide on Internet Movie Database is that up until the mid-season finale is going to be this day.
Well, the day of the Thanksgiving party or whatever
is the attack on the saviors.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be told from different points of view. It looks like one is going to take place at the sanctuary with Negan. One looks like it's going to be up at Hilltop. One looks like it's going to be back with Negan and then introduce Rick to a part of it.
Okay.
So I think you get that right up until the mid-season finale. And then the mid-season finale comes back as like regular Walking Dead with time in between the episodes and not just picking up. It'll be interesting to see how much longer the guy from Real Radio stays alive.
Yeah, I know, right? He got a line this week.
He had a couple.
Yeah.
Guess he can get his SAG card now.
Yeah, right.
And apparently there was a guy that worked at the same place we did.
Yeah.
That was in several episodes.
Oh, really?
And he was one of the guys that was standing next to Morgan when the door opens and the Savior shoot the three guys. He was one of those three guys.
He gets shot.
Yeah, he's dead now. But he had been in a bunch of episodes in the background, and he finally got a line in that episode.
And that's what happens.
And then he dies.
Oh.
So.
Would I know this person?
I don't know. I was told I didn't work directly with him, but you've worked there a hell of a lot longer, so you might have.
Okay.
I'll have to find out his name for you.
Let's make it as vague as possible.
Yes. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Yeah. Our foray into stardom. Although, you know, you hang out with all the people.
Oh, I do. I do.
Because that's your thing, right?
Yes. Yes. I'm a gadfly.
Oh, good times. You watch anything else? Have you caught up on Flash and Arrow?
Yeah, all of it.
Okay. I don't know. I still don't know how I feel about Flash this season.
Yeah. Plastic Man is who they decide to bring in.
The humor is a little bit too over the top for me.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? It kind of feels like how the Flash is.
How it should be.
Like, he's got all these stupid, you know, he's got the Puzzler, he's got Gorilla Grodd, he's got all these really stupid, over-the-top villains.
When are they going to introduce, like, Sportsmaster?
Well, see, that's just it. You know, Savitar was too good for him.
Yeah, I know, but, like, they've tried to make it serious in the past, and this just feels like the knee-jerk reaction of, we're going to go completely in the opposite direction now.
Yeah, well, I think they're trying to keep it different enough from Arrow.
I mean, the thing where, like, they bring in Danny Trejo.
Yep.
And his whole thing is, like, hunting down Cisco. Come on. Really? Is that what we're going to do with him? Did you know that he's, like, in his late 60s, early 70s?
Who, Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
Sure.
He looks damn good for being that old.
Well, when you're made out of leather.
I guess so.
Yeah.
And Arrow's okay. I mean, I don't really like the idea of Oliver sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah. But he's trying to do right by the kid, you know?
Yeah, but asking...
But for all the time that the kid complains about him not being there, he seems to spend an awful lot of time down in the lair.
Well, yeah.
You know?
But he also asked Diggle, who has a wife and a child of his own...
To be...
To take up that mantle at the same time and be like, wait a minute, what?
Yes.
And I don't know how I feel of, like, the whole... we're going to give a character that you absolutely love the chance to be the Green Arrow, but now he's going to be shooting up in a back alley.
Yeah.
Feels a little bit too stereotypical for me. I don't know. It's a little strange. I don't know. We're still early in the season, so anything can happen. I mean, they didn't even really... Like, this was the first episode where they actually kind of introduced the bad guy for the season.
Yeah.
Which I think is an interesting pull. I don't know how I feel about Benjamin Linus being the
villain again.
The villain.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he makes a good bad guy, so, hey, well, I guess we'll see. So, whatever.
Whatever. Have you been watching Orville?
I have not.
You have not?
I have not.
You watched Legends of Tomorrow?
Nope.
With the baby time wraith?
Oh, Jesus, really?
Well, I don't know if he's specifically a time wraith, but they're all standing around the bridge of the Time Runner. Time Runner? Is that what it's called?
Something Wave like Runner? That.
Something like that.
Wave Runner.
And that's not the Wave Runner.
Yeah, it is.
Those were big things back in, like, the 80s when you had a Wave Runner. Like jet ski. Anyway. Where was I?
They're all standing around.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, Ray disappears.
Okay.
Because somehow in the past, Ray vanishes. And it became... So they go back in time to find Ray as a child. And it becomes a parody of E.T.
Oh, Jesus.
So he's got this little baby monster thing that he's trying to protect. And, you know, feeding it candy. And it was kind of cute. But, yeah, that's about all it was.
It's called The Wave Rider.
Oh, it is, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And This was also the episode where you kind of learned that what's his nuts leaving?
Oh,
the other half of.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that he was sick of being on this show.
I don't know. It's an easy paycheck.
Yeah, but
what's
Victor,
he gonna do? Go back to theater?
Victor Garber, you know, he's probably like he's done other shows and stuff.
Uh huh.
Wentworth Miller also said that he's retiring from Leonard Snart.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
What's he gonna do? Because his career has just been, you know.
Well, he came out of retirement for Flash.
Well, after he came out of the closet and couldn't get any work.
Well.
You know, if only Kevin Spacey had fiddled with him.
He was being bullied, John.
Yeah. The hell was that?
That came from you, man. A little ragtime piano?
I've got an old-timey piano player sitting here in the corner.
And just nodding to him? All right, play us out.
I figured it was better than the rim shot. Yes.
I have been watching, slowly catching up on Gotham.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah.
And because I keep going on to Hulu to watch other things, and I keep getting these things of like, this episode's going to expire, you really better watch it.
Oh,
and then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch it. And I'm up to where Ra's al Ghul kills the little boy.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, that's a little risky for network television. And see, it's those chances that it takes that it shines. It's got those glimmers of brilliance in it.
Right.
And then you go and you hang out with the Riddler. And you're like, ugh.
Okay. Well, and also now they're going to be on their third Poison Ivy. Have you seen that?
Oh, no. He's
been recast again.
Oh, jeez.
And they said that's all part of the plan to make her, you know, she ages very quickly and becomes the Ivy that, you know, we all know and love. Like, yeah, but nobody else is at that point yet, so.
15 years before she should?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, I guess I'll just keep slowly catching up, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to do.
I'm just waiting for the time jump. It's like, come on, let's do it. let's just do it. Come on. Come on.
They might as well, if Bruce is running around with a proto bat suit on.
Yes.
They might as well do a mid-season finale and come back and it's Gotham 15 years later.
Right. A little bit of gray hair on Alfred, you know.
Even if you want to do the thing where, you know, Gordon knows who Batman is.
Right.
And deal with the fact that he's just helping this vigilante because he makes Gotham better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not canon, but the show's not canon at this point.
Right.
So just deal with it and just make it into a show that everybody wants to see. And then cross them over onto one of the big Fortnite things on CW.
Yep.
And make that the Bruce Wayne that Oliver's talking about.
Please let it be the musical episode. Please let it be the musical episode.
No. Hopefully we don't get another one of those.
I don't know. Last one was so good.
Was it really?
No.
You like musical theater. Where would you rate that?
It was a solid 6.
6? Okay.
Yeah, it was a solid 6. It tried hard.
A little bit too hard.
Yeah, well, there you go. Got anything else?
No, that was my list.
No? Have you been watching Kevin Can Wait?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I just watched that first episode.
That was enough.
I just wanted to see how they handled the fucking over of
the original actress?
The original actress.
Yeah.
And how they fucked her over in that first episode was enough for me.
Well, and the consequent episodes have had other references back to her being gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they're dealing with it in a very sensitive way.
Well, that's the least that they could do, is keep mentioning her character.
Well, she's not really dead.
Well, no. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, hello.
Hello.
You drinking?
Tell me Kevin Spacey.
Why, are you touching a little boy over there?
Shh. Yeah, he's playing the piano.
Well, on that note, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. I'm out of practice. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Hey, Chris, you know what the difference is between Tiger Woods and Santa Claus?
What?
Santa stops after three hoes.